Welcome back. I'm Dan.
I'm James.
And this is the Cornwall Property Podcast, episode 79, which is our market update episode. So here we've got a couple of articles, really, that caught our eye this week, and we wanted to share with you. So without further ado...
Dan, get us kicked off.
Let's do it. So I've got one that... it's sort of a question for you guys as well, if you're listening or watching. But obviously, we're here about the Cornwall housing crisis. This is actually from the Falmouth Packet, and this one caught our eyes is because I think we think... just as much as anybody else, that this is so important. And I think it's a really good point that has been brought up. So the article is looking at the Cornwall housing crisis and whether or not the council should have their own department to manage this, to sort this, help get through this. So the article actually mentions here and raises a very good point that the Cornwall council should have its own housing department. Like many other councils throughout the country, it needs to be a designated section of the council. You guys are just focusing, your day job is here, focusing on this, sorting this housing crisis. What we're finding now is there's so many arms within the Cornwall Council. You've got private housing sector, you've got all that commercial side of things. It's just everyone's trying to do a little bit of everything, which is why we're getting nowhere. So there was actually a committee meeting. So at the meeting, this is all highlighted in the show notes as well, so you can look at the article yourself. But at a meeting of the council's economic growth and development overview, now this was on Tuesday the 13th of June, members voted in favour of Cornwall Council considering the re-establishment of a single integrated housing department. So they're trying to streamline the service to help increase the actual accountability of this. Now, the figures, as we know, there are far too many people on the emergency housing register,
big time,
essentially homeless, and there's just not enough property on the market. Now, this article goes on to remind us it's 28,000 people currently on the Home Choice Register, which means they're waiting for housing with the council. 28,000 in Cornwall.
It's definitely getting worse. I remember when we first asked, it was 21,000. So.
Interestingly, the article actually mentions it's the highest, it's normally 2 to 3 times higher than the level it was just before COVID. So it is extortionate. And again, demand for housing is only going up. People are still giving birth. Like the population is increasing, as we know.
Big problem.
Housing isn't going at a fast enough rate. So, yeah, really interesting comments and points made in the article. But in November 2001, the council and Conserv Limited commissioned an external appraisal of the future management of the Cornwall housing and the homes for Cornwall housing. And the provision of other services were commissioned, such as the Cornwall Housing Limited. So this was they did look at this, but it then got stopped. So it's kind of like, I appreciate finance is an issue, funding is an issue, but there's 28,000 people waiting for housing. We've got to get to the bottom of this. But I know no doubt in my head, James, that you're on board with this. Surely we need to streamline this, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to put all the blame onto Cornwall Council. You know, that they are in a county where there is a lot of unencumbered properties and there's a big population down here. We know that that has increased over the last few years with COVID and people moving down here. So I don't think it's shameful to put your hands up and go, hey, we need to get some help. It's no different to us. Well, certainly myself in property, I wanted to, fast track and move forward a lot quicker. So I got myself a mentor. You just got the right consultancy, the right help. And I think Cornwall Council need to do the same. Just get an expert to come in and try and help the problem and just say, hey, we're not coping very well. So I think I would be in that minority of putting my hands up. So I think it's a must.
Yeah,
it's getting worse.
Definitely. Before we go on to James's, I just want to remind everyone, look, we have got our Wow of the Week coming up after James's article here. So it's currently 2-1 to moi, yeah. Dan. And Wow of the Week is where we are going to be thrown under the bus by producer here, Mike. Mike has picked out some epic properties that are currently on the market, and we have got to guess the valuation of those properties. So yeah, if you want to play around with us, stick around after James's article. We'll be cracking on with number 3.
I'm surprised you haven't announced it that I am 2-1 down.
Oh, I did.
Against you. Oh, you did. Oh, I must have missed it. Oh, yeah. Yes. I was so focused on the one. Yeah. Okay.
Don't you worry, mate. By the way, 2-1 down.
Thank you, Dan. Very much appreciated. So, I'm going to come on to my headline. Now, I could easily just pick the most common headline that I've kind of done over the last few months with interest rates going up. I think you can all see that in the news. So, I've decided not to put that they have gone up yet again. So, the one I've got is over half with credit blips, so damaged credit files, face mortgage challenge. So this was on mortgagestrategy.co.uk, which is a really good fountain of knowledge for people who are trying to get mortgages and kind of just what's going on in the mortgage world. And for those of you viewers and listeners who've been looking at, mortgages recently, it's no doubt that there is a lot of disruption in the market. Mortgage companies are pulling products. They are putting very little new products on the market, and it's all just a bit of a mess at the moment. So with the podcast, we always try to give value. I found this article to try and give you guys some tips to be able to have a better chance of getting the mortgage. But with this article in mind, we've got over half, 53% of UK adults with a credit blip reveal it has impacted their ability to get a mortgage, rising to 86% of those aged between 18 and 34. So without mortgages being tough enough to get at the moment, being on stress tests and the amount that you earn and the high interest rates, you know, this is just another reason that you could struggle to get a mortgage. The figures come from the latest research from specialist lender Together Mortgages. The survey also shows that among those who have had a mortgage application rejected, a fifth, 20%, couldn't secure a mortgage they needed in time, so lost their deal or the home that they're going for, and 16% gave up on purchasing altogether. So for those people, you know, wanting to get a home, they're just giving up on themselves. But there are ways. So some of our viewers and listeners might not know how much like your credit file impacts getting a mortgage, especially if it's the first one that you've ever got. But let me tell you this, it does. They do look at your personal credit file. Of course, they're going to lend you money, so they want to see how you've behaved with money in the past. So what can you do about this? Well, the first thing I would say is to understand, where are you at? What is my credit rating look like? It's not something that you can just very quickly download. You need to actually register with a company such as Equifax or Experian. And these are free to get a basic overview of your credit file. But what I would say is just sign up to one of these for like a month. They're normally about £15. You can always cancel after 30 days, but basically just download the full PDF of everything that is on your credit file. So for example, what you could have with a blip in your credit file is nothing to do with the amount that you've been earning over the last few years. You've always made your rent payments. You've always made credit card payments on time. But it could be that you've forgotten to change, for example, your address on your driving license. So that counts as a credit blip. So the best thing to do is go on one of these sites, download the full paid version of your credit file. And at the very, very top, they'll have simply your negatives and your positives, and focus on those red ones where you can then have a look and see, okay, there's an address that doesn't match up, or there is, would you believe it, a credit card that I owe £5 on. You've forgotten all about it, doing a balance transfer 2 years ago, and you've actually missed two payments with it. Because what you can do is then call up that credit card company and go, look, there was a direct debit that was set up, but it's cancelled because of this reason, and they can actually override it. But you want to iron out those creases in your credit, you know, files, give the best chance of you getting a mortgage, really. So yeah, just another thing for you guys to have as a tip, and make sure your credit file is in line.
Definitely. It's like a little home finance MOT as such, isn't it? Always check it regularly.
It's your holy grail, really, for lending, even as a property investor, or just what we're always hoping to achieve is get your own property one day. So, and it does make sense for that category of 18 to 34, because that's normally the first time buyer market. So yeah, check it out.
Definitely. Good points. So then, while the week time.
Gulp.
Gulp.
Pen in hand.
Yeah. So what we found is feedback is that we, for those of you viewing on YouTube, obviously you get to see the property in real time. For those that you're listening on your audio devices, we have been teasing you and not actually declaring what the final figure, the actual figure is. So we've said our figures because we get so excited, we just didn't actually declare it. So don't you worry, if you're listening, you will be getting to hear what the actual figure and the valuation of this, what the property's on the market for. So Mr. Spinks, I guess over to you, sir.
Yeah, it's that time of the week again. Wow of the week. Excuse me. I apologise. It's a bit of a noisy podcast studio today, isn't it? We've got a squeaky chair. We've got the bins being collected.
You can hear
the percussions. There's beeps and squeaks all over the place.
James's nerves rattling around.
It's my chair. This is me. Yeah. I can't sit still.
Okay, so this week's Wow of the Week, we are going down to the Lizard Peninsula.
Ooh, that's your neck of the woods, James.
So I am going to get open our 60-second timer on the clock. If you would like to open up
our
Wow of the Week, she's open. I'm going to start the clock now for you guys. Off you go.
Okay, Lizard Peninsula. So all we can see here is a beautiful landscape picture.
Sea views.
Beautiful sea views. Yeah. There's a little circle here that shows us where the property is. Okay. Wow, look at those views. Look at those views. Some beautiful views. Okay, so we've got some internal images.
Yeah, vaulted ceiling, big glass windows.
Wood burner as well.
When I say sea view, it's not a glimpse. It is, yeah. So that's where you're going to be adding value. Yeah.
Big time.
Nice kitchen.
Nice open plan living on the top floor. So it looks like an upside down living house. Obviously, the kitchen's up in the loft area.
Yeah. How many beds can we get?
30 seconds.
Does it say any beds?
Should I do it at the top of the page? Yeah.
Three bed, two bath.
It's not massive.
That looks a bit dated though, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Very modern.
You're paying for position here for sure. Nice little terrace at the front there.
There's access on the garden. The garden's not the most accessible family wise, but it's got some beautiful views. Got quite a lot of steps.
10 seconds.
Tiered garden, really.
Yeah.
Right, so we best start putting our prices down, James.
Seaview is insane.
I don't know where to start. How much value
is freehold?
That's your 60 seconds, chaps.
Okie dokie.
There's a lovely picture. Right.
Interesting one, this one, isn't it?
It is.
I don't like it.
Okay, so you're going to write your predictions down on your cards there.
Three bed, two bath.
It's nice, but it's not that big.
Okay, my mind's down. You ready?
Stand by.
So it's currently 2-1 to me. If it's a draw, we both get a point. So it's currently 2-1.
Come on, let's just get going.
Let's have a reveal then. Okay, in 3, 2, 1.
Loading. And the guide price is 995,000. So just under a mil.
Dan?
I put 1.4 mil.
Oh, 1. It's 4. Gone straight to the back of the net. I'm very delighted to be back in the game.
Oh, yes. And he's clawing
and James
his
has
way
gone
back
for
up.
850,000.
So you were far closer than I was.
Just
I've gone.
For the viewers and listeners, the reason I've gone that is Seaview. That's
you know
where the
area
bulk.
Very well.
No, I've only been down there twice. It's the size of the property because it hasn't got huge garden. You're not getting into that, you know, really, really expensive. Not to say 850 isn't a lot. But
So I think this poses quite an interesting question. It'd be good to get some comments onto this as well, how important is the location?
Very true. Again, the garden's not great. It's not a great garden, is it? Don't get me wrong, I still would not be paying 995 for this, but it depends. It's worth what someone's willing to pay for it at the end of the day.
It is. You're absolutely right. And with that in mind, it is small. However, I know a couple who absolutely adores the sea, the sound of it, the view of it. This isn't just a glimpse, as I said earlier. This is a proper full-on sea view, and people will pay that.
Yeah.
So I don't.
But I think if you were to pick that property up and place it, I don't know, let's say par, for instance, how much would that make a change to that price, do you think?
For me, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would be.
Yeah, 2 million in par, isn't it?
Barbados.
Barbados, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, guys, we will put a link to the show notes so you can have a look yourself. This one is on with Lily Crap and Chilcot if you've got some deep pockets and fancy a nice sea view with three beds.
Absolutely.
But James, well done. You brought it back. It is 2-2.
Thank you.
Damn
see you at the next gig.
We'll see you on the next one. Guys, thank you very much for sharing, for joining us. Crikey, I'm so stuttery now. I don't like losing.
He's panicked.
Don't like losing. Guys, that is enough from us. It's a goodbye from me.
It's a great goodbye from me.